Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball season is heating up. Odyssey has you covered with the most entertaining coverage of your team. Stay locked in and in the know with the local voices you trust as they bring you unfiltered takes, recap games, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Listen to your favorite shows for free on the Odyssey app, Odyssey.com, your smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.
Missouri legislators are looking to raise the minimum age to buy cigarettes. KMOX's Michael Calhoun spoke with the bill's sponsor, Republican State Representative Brad Crist.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. It's a bill around tobacco ordinance. What it does is it raises the age limit to purchase tobacco to 21 years of age. It's now a federal statute, which was passed under the Trump administration. And it's also in probably about 40% of our counties statewide. So that was a good measure for our health and for the kids that have access to it, as well as some 18-year-olds are still in high school and can then provide access to younger kids, obviously, as well. It also fixes the St. Louis County ordinance on tobacco licensing.
Is this driven by health concerns or something else?
Well, it's two-pronged, as mentioned. It fixes a county tobacco ordinance for small businesses. St. Louis County put an ordinance in that said no tobacco licenses within 1,000 feet of a school. They left out an important part of the grandfather clause. So when a business goes to sell their convenience store, grocery store, whatever controls that tobacco license, they can no longer sell that. So it devalued small businesses by about 35% to 45%, depending on their revenue from tobacco. And twofold, it also raises that age limit to 21. There were some concerns that that ordinance would allow tobacco around kids, and so I wanted to make sure we were protecting the health of children as well as we progress this ordinance and fix this ordinance in St. Louis County.
Is this a choice that the state has, or is this because the FDA did issue that rule, but does that supersede what basically, does it have to be 21 according to the feds, or is this something where you can make your own decision?
There are some gray areas around that. I decided to follow the federal statute on it. I thought 21 was, it's a very standard age that people are trying to move tobacco to, and I was comfortable with it.
Just in terms of, personal choice, people being able to make decisions, I've heard the argument in the past that if you're old enough to be drafted, you should be old enough to be able to choose whether to have a cigarette or not. What do you think about those arguments?
I think they're very valid, and it's something I took into deep consideration. I told my Democratic and Republican colleagues I would be open to an amendment if anybody wanted to add that, and nobody decided to. So it wasn't brought up in committee, but it's still coming to the floor for perfection and can be amended there as well.
And what's been the reaction from those? You mentioned the impact on those who sell tobacco, but what's been the reaction from the stores, their trade groups, from the retailers?
Well, they're very for this, obviously. Again, it's a small business protection that they felt was, an unfair ordinance that was placed on them in St. Louis County. So they're very favorable of it. They're also comfortable with the Tobacco 21 language. Like I said, it's been an issue they've been dealing with for, decades now for counties and municipalities to raise that tobacco level of 21. So everybody's comfortable with that as well.
Now, I see in the bill would allow the state to lower the age to hire someone to help with tobacco enforcement laws from 17 to 16. Are those stings where teenagers go into a store and see if the clerk will sell them cigarettes or not?
Correct. So in the statute, it clarifies what they can use a minor for in those stings, and it just lowers it 1 year. You know, a 17 and 18 year old can look still obviously very mature. So again, we were just trying to lower the age a little bit so that we could place an individual that looks fairly young in a store to purchase the tobacco in that sting operation.
Representative, thank you so much for taking the time with us.
Thank you. Have a great day.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.